Trina, are we to let you know that we want to make a comment, or we just make a comment during the public session?
I'll ask our host, what's the best way to do that?
You're good. We haven't
called meetings to order yet. I'm going to post the agenda in the chat box, so you can see, if in case you don't have the agenda, so you can see the order of things. And just make a note whenever public comment comes, and the chair I will address that.
Do you have a post-it tray?
Yes, I do. I think it went.
Okay, we will call the February 24th Neyac County Commissioners Business Meeting to order. A roll call, please.
Commissioner Keith?
Here.
Commissioner Gorman?
Here.
Commissioner Hess?
Here.
Would everybody stand for the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Now, approval of the minutes for February 10th, please. Motion to approve?
Second.
A second.
All in favor, aye.
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 Motion carried. Move on to public comment. This time, anyone making public comment will be limited to 3 minutes. The Sunshine Act gives the public the right to comment on issues that are or may be before the board. Agencies must provide a reasonable opportunity for residents and or taxpayers to comment on an issue before a decision takes place. So if you notice on the agenda, all required action items are in red, and those are the items that may be commented at this time. Is there any public comment on those ones to be taken at this time?
When did you
I'd like to address the group.
On what action item, please?
Well, actually, it's ironically on item 4, public comment, which you're taking action on at this time. I would like to commend the commissioners for reversing the decision that was made 2 weeks ago to limit public comment. It's very important that the three commissioners work together, and we've had a really good relationship between minority and majority commissioners for the past several terms. I would encourage the three commissioners to keep that collaboration going and to keep always in mind that all three commissioners are important and all three represent all constituents in the county. Everyone who is a citizen in this county should be allowed to voice their views on any topic that is important to them and can become important to the commissioners. Public service is also a public trust. And one of the important qualities of being a public servant is listening. We have to listen to people that we agree with. We also need to listen to people with whom we don't agree, because sometimes that's where we learn the most. Thank you for the opportunity to reinforce your decision to open public comment.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that comment. Okay,
I also would like to make a comment as well. I'm speaking on an actionable item as well. Again, I would like to speak on number 4, which is also an actionable item. And reinforcing what Lynn has to say, it is crucially important to be able to make public comment in meetings. This has been something that has been reversed several times throughout this process. When I, at one point in the city of Pittsburgh, worked for a number of elected officials, I was told that democracy cannot function without transparency and debate. This has been a point that has been disrupted over and over again throughout an international public health crisis. Some of the things that we have asked for in terms of information, in terms of orders of work, items regarding how the CARES Act money was spent, we've sent emails about those things and have not gotten responses on those items. Public comment is crucial to getting this information out into public. And over the last several meetings, I have had either my mic muted or I have had my remarks redacted when in fact they were in good faith and honest. So it's crucial that I put my point out there and reinforce what Lynn had to say so that the rest of the public can see that over the last several months, there has been a suppression of public comment. Again, I think it's important that you've reversed that, but I do think it's also crucially important that you also inform the public that we need to be able to comment on things that aren't necessarily actionable items, because there are things that are happening in the public and there are things that are happening within the group of the commissioners that aren't necessarily actionable items. And that does not provide opportunity for transparency or for debate. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move on to number five, executive sessions. This comes to our new executive sessions. Do you help? Next, we're going to move on to a COVID-19 update. Director Stutzman, are you on?
Yes, commissioners. Good morning.
Good morning, Director.
Things are looking up in Indiana County as far as the number of positive patients as well as the number of hospitalized patients. We've seen a decline in those numbers over the last several weeks. Thankfully, we've never seen any of the anticipated spikes that were talked about as post-holiday seasons. We've had a downward trend in positive cases, in hospitalizations, specifically in ICU patients within the county. And of course, the number one thing on everyone's mind is vaccinations. Indiana Regional Medical Center has undertaken a program of their own and has started to provide vaccinations by appointment at KCAC, and they're working their way through the 1A group as identified by Department of Health. As with everywhere else, the issue is availability of the vaccine solution. They actually went last week without receiving any vaccines, and countywide, we've only received 200 vaccines in the last 7 days. That was due mostly to weather conditions, as well as the Moderna distribution that occurred early. We're anticipating as we move forward that those numbers of vaccinations will return to normal, that we'll be able to keep on pace the way we have been. And we're currently working with IRMC as well as IUP and several other agencies throughout the county to develop a community vaccination site in conjunction with PEMA and the Pennsylvania Department of Health, in an effort to increase those vaccinations to 1,000 a day and to work on a 12-hour-a-day schedule at least 6 days a week at a minimum and over a 90-day period, which is the maximum we're allowed to work through for the PEMA program, and try to get at least 75% of the population inoculated. The hospitals reported that where we stand today, we have successfully gotten 10% of the population with their first shots and 4% of the population completed with both shots. That those numbers are what they've been able to do publicly and what's been able to be done through several of our local pharmacies and their distribution of vaccine. The number that we don't have and that seems to be eluding us is what's occurring within our long-term care facilities. As part of the federal distribution program, the long-term care facilities receive direct delivery from either CVS or Walgreens for their staff and patients. And those numbers are not reported or included in what we see on the Department of Health website. All of the information that I'm sharing with you today has been taken from what Department of Health has made available publicly. And the planning efforts that we're looking to move forward, of course, will be driven by our need to get as many people throughout all of Indiana County inoculated as we move through the summer. We are not limiting this to a single site. We're looking at all options that are available. Our goal right now is to get the single site up and running and then start adding satellite locations as well as in-home delivery, transportation, and all of the other issues that could be a barrier to allowing somebody to receive that vaccination.
Thank you, Director, and appreciate the update. Very well informed. And continue with the information that you do provide to the residents of the town. And I do want to say this morning that on WCCS 1160, they had a very lengthy information also on the vaccine for the county and reported through IRMC. So again, thank you to all those who are performing those duties and ask you to continue.
Thank you, commissioners.
Just one thing I'd like to say. I think a number of groups and people from the faith community and otherwise are trying to have informational meetings. And I just wanted to say we'll do our best to connect people with that information.
Yes, thanks, Commissioner. And again, I'm available for those as well with the commissioners and myself. And Dr. Neff from Indiana Regional Medical Center has made himself available as well.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Director. We appreciate your efforts very much.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on to planning, Luann.
Good morning.
Good morning, Luann. Would you like to present the resolution?
Yes. My first item is the Indiana County Community Action Program and Planning and Development are requesting that the Board of Commissioners approve the attached resolution to enter into a cooperation agreement with ICAP for the Emergency Solutions Grant CARES Act for the number one and number two programs. The cooperation agreement defines responsibilities to carry out the ESGCV programs. ICAP will be the county service provider for the program, providing necessary rapid rehousing services and or homelessness prevention to assist homeless or near homeless residents of Indiana County. ICAP will continue to operate and manage the emergency shelter program at the Pathway Shelter in the community of Black Lickum Borough Township. This includes additional locations as necessary to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus by accommodating social distancing practices.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments by the board?
A question, is the homeless shelter open at this time?
My understanding is at this point, no. They are housing those that are in need of services. They are utilizing the Bridge House down in Grayston, which is four separate apartments. And in addition to that, they house them in the local motel as needed.
Okay, thank you.
Just because of the setup of that shelter down there, everybody's together.
That was my sense of what the safety protocols were. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other comments, questions? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Luann, the next resolution, please.
Yes, my next item is ICAP and Planning and Development are requesting that the board approve the attached resolution to authorize the filing of the Emergency Solution CARES Act, which we call ESGCV2 program application, with the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development. The application request will be for $108,272 of funding to be matched with other state and local funds provided by ICAP. Project scope of the application includes rapid rehousing services, homeless management information system, data collection, and administrative activities. The financial request is for 18 months of funding assistance. Public comment was solicited from February 5th to the 23rd. No citizen comments were received, and the application deadline is February 26th, with DCED anticipating making their award announcements by the end of March 2021. And this approval is also includes the request for Commissioner Keith to sign any and all necessary application forms.
Any questions or comments on the resolution? Hearing none, I'll make a motion that we approve. Do I have a second?
A second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Luann, on the contract award for Ernest Burrow?
Yes. Planning and Development is requesting that the board enter into a contract with Stifler McGraw and Associates to conduct an asbestos survey. The amount of the contract is for $1,700 to perform the survey of the old Ernest Mine Building property prior to demolition. Additional fees will be incurred for up to 10 bulk samples at a unit rate of $22 per sample. The National Emission Standards for Hazardous Air Pollutants requires an inspection of a structure for the presence of asbestos prior to demolition operations. A final report will be provided to the county in order to complete the bid specifications for the demolition project, and all costs are being funded through the county's 2017 CDBG contract.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the contract?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, Luann.
Thank you.
Okay, next, Angela, are you on?
Yes, I am. Good morning, commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Office of Planning and Development requests that the Board of Commissioners approve a $50,000 term loan from the Indiana County CARES Act Revolving Loan Fund to Stonegate Salon, LLC, doing business as Indiana Hair Designers. Indiana Hair Designers is a salon owned by Kathy Coons. All of the proceeds of this loan will solely be used as working capital to pay for critical operating expenses such as payroll, utilities, and inventory to alleviate economic injury caused by the COVID-19 pandemic disaster. The interest rate is 0% fixed for the term of the loan. There is no payment for the first 12 months, then 60 months of principal. The borrower will retain 5 and create 2 full-time equivalent employees as a result of these funds. The application was reviewed and approved by the Revolving Loan Fund Loan Review Committee.
Is there any questions or comments on the loan fund? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carried. Moving on to the next loan fund.
Thank you. The Office of Planning and Development requests the Board of Commissioners approve a $50,000 term loan from the Indiana County CARES Act Revolving Loan Fund to Jewett Brothers Excavating Incorporated. The company is owned by Jeffrey Jewett and Eugene Jewett Jr. Jewett Brothers provides excavating services primarily for the oil and gas industry. They also provide freight shipping and trucking services. All of the proceeds of this loan will solely be used as working capital to pay for critical operating expenses such as payroll, utilities, and inventory to alleviate economic injury caused by the COVID-19 pandemic disaster. The interest rate is 0% fixed for the term of the loan. There is no payment for the first 12 months, then 60 months of principal. The borrower will retain 13 full-time equivalent employees as a result of these funds. This application was reviewed and approved by the Revolving Loan Fund Loan Review Committee.
Any questions or comments on this loan? Hearing none, I'll make a motion. We approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion granted. Thank you, Angela.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, next we have an agreement. Director Stalker, are you on?
Yes, good morning, commissioners.
Good morning. Would you like to present, please?
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Before you this morning, the Office of Planning and Development requests that the Board of Commissioners approve a contract proposal and enter into an agreement with the Southwestern Pennsylvania Corporation to perform professional services in its capacity as a Certified Economic Development Organization, or a CEDO, including processing grant applications submitted by eligible for-profit businesses under the COVID-19 Hospitality Industry Recovery Program, or CHIRP, as well as required reporting and providing documentation that may be required under any audit review. Indiana County is the recipient of a $952,241 grant through the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development as part of Act 1 of 2021, or SB 109, which was prime sponsored by Senator Joe Pittman, that established the CHIRP grant program for counties to then establish grant programs for eligible hospitality industry businesses that have a North American Industry Classification System, or a NAICS designation, within the accommodation subsector, which would be hotels, bed and breakfasts, those type of facilities, or food and drinking places, subsector 722. Eligible businesses are required to have fewer than 300 full-time equivalent employees, have a maximum tangible net worth of not more than $15 million, was in operation on February 15, 2020, remains in operation, and does not intend to permanently cease operations within 1 year of the date of application. COVID-19 has had an adverse economic impact on the business and experienced a 25% reduction in quarterly revenue in calendar year 2020 as compared to the same quarter in calendar year 2019, among several other requirements in the legislation. The CHIRP grant shall be awarded in increments of $5,000 with a maximum up to $50,000 to help with revenue replacement and to pay for certain eligible operating costs. The CHIRP grant application shall be made available both electronically and in paper by no later than March 15th, 2021. And the application portal will remain open through June 15th, 2021, or until funds are fully exhausted. Each grant awarded under the CHIRP program shall be paid by July 31st, 2021, which is a mandated date in the legislation, although it is our full intention to have the monies out as quickly as possible. SBC may charge a fee as part of the agreement not to exceed $500 per completed and reviewed grant application. Again, that's stipulated in the legislation. And that fee will not be paid by the applicant. That fee may be deducted from the grant amount. But the business themselves will receive the full amount up between $5,000 and $50,000, and the business won't pay that fee. The agreement shall terminate on August 31st, 2021, so a very quick service contract. The request today also requests authorization for Commissioner Keith to sign on behalf of the Board of Commissioners and for myself as Executive Director of the Office of Planning Development to be designated the liaison with SPC to coordinate local outreach along with our partners of the Indiana County Center for Economic Operations. Just want to mention that any business meeting the above criteria that fits in the accommodation subsector 721 or the food services and drinking places subsector 2722, a for-profit business, can email CHIRP, all capitals, CHIRP at IndianaCountyPA.gov, or may contact the Office of Planning Development at 724-465-3870, and we will put that business on a list. And when the grant portal is open on or before March 15th, we will notify the business directly with that information. I'm certainly glad to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Director. Questions and comments at this time. I have a comment to make. I just want the businesses to know that who are eligible for this program. First of all, it is a grant program. You do not have to pay this money back. It's different from the revolving loan fund, but there's $952,000 plus that was granted to the county that the county must disperse. I urge all businesses within the realms of this of grant money to please apply. The Board of Commissioners or Planning Office, we do not want to send this money back. I mean, this is for you to use to help your businesses through this pandemic crisis. And we truly, again, want you to use it. Any questions, anything that we can help you about, again, Director Stauffer has put out there to contact either by email or phone, or you can call into the commissioner's office. We'll direct you however we need to, but please take advantage of this.
Commissioner, if I may add, on the county website, Eric was kind enough to post a button, so there is a summary flyer that's on the county's website at www.indianacountypa.gov, and so a business can print that flyer off or look at it. It also has the website and some phone numbers that I mentioned earlier, but as soon as the application portal is open, we will make sure that that's out to the media, that's out electronically. Any business that has any difficulties with broadband or anything along those lines, please make a phone call and we'll make arrangements to help assist with the uploading of the application.
I have a comment. And thanks so much, Byron, for all your work on this. And I would like to say that $952,000 sounds like a lot, but we have hundreds of eligible, probably eligible businesses. Of course, we don't know that until they go through that application process. And of course, a business has to meet the criteria, but I do want people to understand that the county also will be working on its methodology on how it provides information to the Economic Development Organization that will make the final choices. And we will work hard to make sure that we have a good representation geographically, minority-owned businesses, level of economic injury, and those kinds of circumstances, we will do our best to make sure that we have a very fair and equitable process here. So I do think this is a wonderful opportunity for Indiana County hospitality industry businesses. And so thank you for the information. And again, feel free, anybody, to call or email or whatever method gets you to us. We'll be happy to provide guidance.
Any other comment? Okay, hearing no more comment on the agreement, I'll make a motion. Can we move on it? Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Director, thank you very much.
Thank you, commissioners.
Okay, moving to the coronavirus. Virus Emergency Supplemental Funding Grant Extension. Robin Marriott, would you like to present?
Yes, on behalf of the District Attorney's Office, I'm asking the board to approve the extension of the Coronavirus Emergency Supplemental Funding Grant through the Pennsylvania Commission on Crime and Delinquency from June 2021 to December 31st of 2021. That just gives them more time to fill out the reporting requirements.
Do we have any questions or comments? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Next, we have an appointment to the Southwestern Pennsylvania Corporation Loan Review Committee. Robin Marriott, would you please present?
Yes, we received a letter for the appointment of Brett Stewart to be appointed to the SPC's Loan Review Committee. I'm asking that the board approve this appointment to that very important committee.
Do Any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll make a motion that we make the appointment. Do I have a second? Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Next, we have a lease agreement with the Alice Paul House. Solicitor Budesh, would you like to present, please?
Thank you, Commissioner. For you is a lease agreement with the Alice Paul House, which is a 501c3 nonprofit corporation that provides comprehensive victim services and is a domestic violence shelter. They recently completed their new facility. They moved into their new facility. That facility is located on real estate owned by the county. Essentially, this is a ground lease to the Alice Paul House to lease the ground for a period of time. That's looking for you.
Okay, any questions or comments on the lease? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the lease?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. This time, is there any other business you brought before the board?
Just one item. I do want to tag on to the item that talked about the money for the hospitality industry. There's also a component of Act One for the rental and utility assistance grant program, which was enabled also by Act One. And it will grant about $3 million to Indiana County for rental, mortgage, and utility assistance. And we are working on getting that program up and running as well. So just wanted to make that announcement.
Yeah, we actually received documents yesterday from the state that was sent over to Human Services to actually start the application process.
Yeah, it didn't have the same short timeline, thankfully, as the economic development for the restaurants and hotels. Still a short timeline, but not as short as that one.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you.
Any other business? I just have one thing. At this time, we'd like to again thank IRMC, President Wook, and along with Dr. Neff, who basically is really taking this whole vaccine process on pretty much for the county. Again, it's being facilitated in a manner, but the facilitation again all reflects back onto the doses that the IRMC is receiving. But I actually want to applaud them and thank IRMC and Dr. Knapp, along with Director Stutzman, working together through this whole process through the county as far as the distribution process. So again, thank you very much. Hearing no other business, our next regular meeting will be Wednesday, March the 10th at 10:30. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Second? Second. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, everybody, thank you very much and have a great day.